John Bozica here. Today on Now and New, we cover the playoff expansion within the OHSAA for football here in the state of Ohio, something that has a lot of people talking, something that we covered on Pigskin Preview here on WQKT, and obviously for good reason as well. 16 teams going in, opposed to the normal 8 or even the 12 previously suggested, is a lot. We receive responses from local coaches, and here are some of those discussions. Joined by Northwestern head football coach and Mike Toot on Now and New here, talking about playoff expansion. 16 teams this year, Coach Toot. That's a large number. What are your thoughts on that?
Lots of mixed results come from me for this. At first, I'm a little bit against it, but right now in this COVID era, and we're looking at having to make up and find games here, teams aren't playing their full slate of schedule, I'm almost ready to bring back the let every team in like last year, because I think it's becoming very messy with all the cancellations and teams having to do rescheduling. So, like I say, I'm really opposed to the expansion of playoffs, but with COVID, I think maybe it's a necessary item right now.
Well, and I guess I would say for someone like yourself, Coach, too, you know, you've kind of been on both ends of this, where you've been a team that's hosted a playoff game, but you've also been a team that's probably just missed out on the playoffs. And I'm sure both situations are drastically different. But what's it like to be on both sides of that equation and then look at this from both sides?
Well, having a home game, really exciting for the community. Having a playoff game, very exciting for the community. Missing out on the playoffs is always very hurtful. But, you know, when we expand it so big, the specialness of the playoffs disappears a little bit. And I guess it's up to what you're looking for at each school district. So I'm a little bit torn on the whole issue. And I think right now I'm being my viewpoint's getting slanted by now 2 years of dealing with COVID issues.
Do you think that, and I guess take COVID out of the equation in this question, but do you think that by doing this, it does water it down to a point where we're going down the, and I hate to use the phrase, but the everyone gets a trophy moniker? Do you think we're heading down that way?
Not really. I just think what we're doing is making the playoffs may not be as important as it once was. Might become more important to, hey, if you won one or two games in the playoffs, becomes more important than just making it. Just like in basketball, at some schools, winning a sectional title is a huge accomplishment. At other schools, it's not quite as big of an accomplishment just based on what your expectations are. So I think each school is going to have a varied opinion based on your overall expectations for your football program.
Talking playoff expansion here, and pleasure to be joined now by Coach Trevor Klein of the Hillsdale Falcons to discuss this topic that, again, has lots of merit to it. Going from 8 teams, there was a point where it was going to be 12 teams. Last year, COVID, all teams got in. Now it's 16. Coach Klein, I want to ask you what your thoughts are on this, because I feel like, you know, oftentimes you guys at Hillsdale are kind of on that bubble range, you know, where you're looking at, can we get in during a year? And I think this helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, I have mixed emotions about the whole, or mixed feelings about the whole playoff expansion. I mean, like you said, there have been some years that we have had some really good football teams at Hillsdale who have not made it to the playoffs because they were sitting at that 9-10 range. And we felt those years, if we would have got in, we would have been able to make a run in the playoffs. And I know a couple years ago, or there's been multiple times in our program's history where we barely made it in the playoffs, and then next thing you know, we're in the regional finals. So I don't think they should have everyone in the playoffs like last year. I think 16 teams is pushing it. I wouldn't have mind seeing 12 teams, but I know for people who have been around high school sports for many years, they thought 8 was too many too. So it just depends on what your views are on that. But like 12, I thought is where the most should be in, because you do worry at the end when you have a 1 seed playing a 16 seed. But I know last year there were some upsets when everyone made the playoffs. But OHSA is feeling that they're doing what's best for the athletes, and you got to respect their decision in that.
Well, and I know the other piece to this, too, is, like, you know, you look back to when you were playing at Hillsdale, and I think you guys had a year, the one season, where you guys went 9-1 and you missed the playoffs on that season, didn't you?
Yeah, so when I was a senior there, we were 9-1. We were 9-0 going into the last game against Norway, and we were leading with a couple minutes to go in the game against Norway, and we ended up losing by a couple touchdowns. Just they took had a go-ahead touchdown, and they had a late defensive score in the game. And then they went on that year to be the Division IV state champion. So, like, a year like that, that's like, man, I wish if we could have had 12 teams that year, we would have been probably the 9 seed. I remember, I think we were the 9 seed. We were seeded 9. So we felt if we could have gotten to the playoffs that year, we would have been able to make a run. But, I mean, that's just how it works. And I know that I always feel good about when we get through a WCL season and we are in the playoffs. Our league prepares us for the playoffs. So I always feel confident no matter what we're seeded in our region, we feel that we can play with anyone in it.
Yeah, I mean, that same year, I just looked at Joe Itell right now. That same year, Smithville was 8-2. They made it as the 8 seed. You guys were 9-1. You missed as the 9 seed. So, you know, it just goes to show that record oftentimes doesn't really mean much by the end of the year, because you've had 6-4 teams before win state championships too. So, you know, just I don't know. But do you feel that 16 would water it down too much, Coach?
So, going back to what you were talking about, that 2011 seed, that was a unique year because Smithville beat Norway in that year. We beat Smithville, and it was just sort of a mix-up mess. But our non-conference, the teams that we played didn't win enough games. That is what ultimately ended up hurting us, because there was a mix of WCL schools where they had success, so we were getting points for them. But non-conference, we had a couple teams we didn't get points from just because of the year that they had. And I do think going to 16 teams, I do think it's a stretch for the fact of there are going to be a couple teams at the bottom of that. Matching up against some of the top seeds could be an issue. But you are going to have upsets. The only thing that worries me football-wise, though, is if you are one of those top seeds and you lose a kid to injury because of the playoff expansion and you're playing a team that maybe shouldn't be in the playoffs, that is going to be frustrating. But I guess you could say the same thing in the regular season if you're playing a game and a kid gets injured against the team that obviously that you should be able to be. So it's just hard. I don't know. I see both sides of it. And like I said, I think it's going to be a great experience for the kids because there's going to be more teams in the playoffs, because I think they said like 63% of the teams in the majority of the divisions will make the playoffs, but it also does take away a little bit of just that excitement to get into the playoffs for the fact of knowing that you were only one of 8 teams in your region that made it, and now it's 16. So I see both sides of it. I know we're just looking forward to controlling what we can control as a team at Hillsdale, and that is playing the best of our ability and putting ourselves in a position to be one of those top teams in the region.
Joined by Wayndale head coach Louis Stanley to talk about playoff expansion here. And, Coach, something that's changed a lot this year with 16 teams now getting in from the region. I'll ask you the general question. What are your thoughts on this?
It's really changed a lot in my lifetime as a player and coach, going back to the days when Orville was making it regularly, then of course, Smithville was the first league school to make it, and then followed by Wayndale back in the 80s. And back then, you're talking 5 divisions and 4 teams made it. So it was a crazy honor. And now we're up to 7 divisions, and then we went to 8, which pretty much doubled it. And now 16. I'm not a big proponent of the 16, to be honest. I did vote because the Coach Association discussed it for the last year, and I voted for the 12. I was okay with 12 because I consider it like March Madness. I think a number 12 seed can beat a number 5 seed. And what would happen is the top 4 seeds would get a bye first round, which I think those are your teams that are planning on going deep into the playoffs, so they don't mind a week to scout and get healthy while your 5 through 12 battle it out. But I think 16, 15, 14 going against a 1, 2, 3 seed, I'm not sure how much of a privilege that's going to be for anybody. A number 16 facing like a Kirtland, for example, that could be pretty bad news for somebody. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at on it.
So you're okay with the 12, but not with the 16. What do you think runs into the problem then when they go to 16, Coach Stanley?
Well, it's like I say, I mean, all sports for the most part have a sectional tournament, basketball, wrestling, baseball. I get that, but you're not quite getting outmatched like you do in football. I think a number 16 could quite honestly be 3-7, 4-6 against a 10-0 state-ranked power. I think you're going to see a lot of lopsided wins, 50-60-6, or worse, who knows. But I worry about those kids getting banged up and hurt. I'm just not sure if that's good for the sport. I think top 12 is okay because, again, 12 goes against number 5 and 11 against 6. I think those are upsettable games. Those top 4 are usually pretty dang legit. I just think they're stretching a little bit thin, going all the way to 16 deep. That's my personal opinion. Maybe it'll work out. But I'm not real fond of it, just from what I've seen the last 20, 30 years is being in football.
Yeah, last question for you here, Coach Stanley. Do you think there are any advantages to going to 16 teams for schools, maybe not just here but around the state?
No, I don't think 16. I think 12 would be a good advantage because I think there's a lot of 12s that are maybe have a tough schedule, tough conference. Maybe they are 6-4, maybe even 5-5. But I think when you get to 13 through 16, I just think you're asking a lot only because you're not going to play another middle-of-the-road team. You're going to play the best in your region and maybe even the best in the state. A 16 and a 1 is typically not going to be a good high school football matchup. And I do worry about just the morale of the kids in the school, and I'm not sure how good that is for the sport of football. So, again, my vote all along was I was okay with 12. Again, back in the olden days, it was only 4, which I think was way too tight, especially when there was only 5 divisions. But now that there's 7, I don't know. I was on the fence with 12, but after I really thought about it, I think last year's COVID time let us know there were a lot of 9 through 12 who won those first-round games. So that let us know that 12 was probably the right move.
Like I said, clearly an important issue, something that each coach, each program could talk about and probably talk about for hours as well with everything that goes into it and whether or not your team sees the finish line, your team sees the postseason or not is the ultimate goal at the end of all of it. For WQKT and for Now and New, I'm John Bozica.